CES. How you doing? It's Evening Badger.
I'm doing good, Andrew. How about yourself?
Good. Sitting on the couch. You still out mobiling around?
The other local distributors all get together the first Tuesday of the month and try to help each other out. Me and one other guy is the only one that's got any tenure. And we got several new guys around, so we try to help them out with any issues they're having or anything like that. You know, kind of help them out, mentor them along.
But the only way they're going to learn, probably.
It would have been nice to have some a little more help than we did when we got in. So that's why me and him decided to do it, is just try to keep us together, especially through this COVID stuff. Where MACO isn't having our month or our 6-week distributor meetings. So you kind of lose focus on there because this business, you're alone by yourself 90% and 95% of the time. So it just sometimes you need that little push with certain things along the way too.
Awesome. I'm sure the new guys probably use it. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of good help for them.
They were all there tonight, so they're all taking advantage of it. So it worked out good. It's worked out so good, the lower half of our district down toward Columbia, they started doing kind of the same thing. Because, like I said, you just kind of run into issues that you need help with, and there's nowhere to get any help right now for us.
And that, I mean, at least you got guys that are wanting to learn and actually ask for help. I think that's a huge deal. I mean, you get people all the time, especially in like at work. Man, they just, you know, they don't want anybody to show them anything, but yet that's the only way to get them to learn anything.
Know-it-all mentality. Oh, I don't need you to tell me how to do that. I know how to do it. How do you know? You've never been here before, never done this job.
I mean, you get the ones that learn quick. Those are awesome. I mean, people that do that are great to have on the team, but the ones that take forever to learn just because they think they know everything, those are the tough ones. So it's nice to have somebody that actually wants to learn.
It's a challenge in itself, that's for sure. Have a good day back at work?
It wasn't bad. It kind of ended bad. We had an issue from my B-shift counterpart, so not just from him, but his team. And so tomorrow meeting, the startup meeting, is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It makes it fun wanting to go into work, especially when you get up as early as we do to go.
That, just knowing it's going to be one of those meetings where you just, you know, you got to take the beating and keep on moving.
What'd you think of the DMR net there last night?
I really felt sorry for that guy. I mean, he was trying really hard to net control, and I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. You know, I don't know that I could do it. I guess I could if I tried, but you know, it's just, you know, he stepped up and he was doing the best he could. And but it was interesting. I hate that he only had a couple check-ins though.
For just starting it up or what? But there's not very many check-ins, so. I guess I'll try to be over there on Monday night to help them out a little bit. I mean, that and get to meet Oscar, the almost 104 years old.
He said, asking for somebody who was over 100 years old, and he keys up and gives a call sign.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks sometimes.
Still be doing AM radio that old, but you know, I'll do it as long as I can.
What you gonna be doing?
Digital mode's probably pretty good if you were bedridden. You still have somebody at least talk to.
As long as the internet doesn't go down.
You want me screaming at the wife or my nurse and tell her she needs to go reboot the router or the modem or whatever.
Is that happening myself?
Yeah, roger that. All right, Patrick, I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now. I'm gonna go ahead and get supper started. My wife's on the way home with her oldest son, who's coming back from Boy Scouts tonight. So I'm sure he's going to be wore out. They did some running and everything else to get him ready for his tenderfoot rant. So we'll see how that goes. Cause he's not very active while he's playing Xbox, so it's going to be a new experience for him. But 732, hopefully you have a safe trip home, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning, or maybe we'll hear you on DMR this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
I'll be monitoring. Andrew, have a good evening, and I'll try to catch you in the morning.